In the name of Allah, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting. What exactly is the purpose of saying prayers? The Quran tells us that the purpose of saying prayers is to remember Allah, God Almighty. That is, we have been asked to say our prayers so that in the different parts of the day, we get the opportunity of remembering our Creator, the one who has given us everything that we own, that we benefit from in this worldly life. How can we achieve this purpose effectively and properly when we say our formal prayers? Because quite often it so happens that if you are not really effectively making an attempt to pursue the real purpose, you may go through the motions of your prayers formally, but you may not get out of that exercise anything but a routine that you've gone through. So it's extremely important that we be conscious of the fact that while we are saying our formal prayers, although doing so on a regular basis is in itself an objective, yet the higher and more important objective is to achieve the purpose of remembering God as best as is possible. How can that objective be achieved? Well, for one thing, it's important that when we say our prayers to remember God, we ought to know what we are reciting, uttering, and speaking. The prayer that we formally pray is normally recited, and the utterances are mentioned in Arabic, so we ought to know what the meanings of those Arabic words, passages are. Or else, we will be reciting, we will be delivering our message to the Almighty in our prayers without knowing what we are trying to convey. It's not a big deal. The azkar, the utterances of the prayers, are not very long in their description, so that we would do well to spare time to understand what those utterances mean. And when we are saying our prayers, we ought to make sure that we understand and know what we are speaking. The other important thing that we can do to make our prayers effective is to go by the advice of the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, who once, while describing what ihsan was, he mentioned that the level of ihsan is that you worship your God as if you are looking at him. Because although you cannot see him, he sees you. So that when you start saying your prayer and you tell yourself that my God is looking at me, you will have a feeling within yourself that you are communicating with your God. You're right in front of him. You are saying something which he is hearing directly. And as a consequence of that feeling, sometimes you will indeed get a spiritual feeling that you are actually seeing him, looking at him, even though not in the physical form, but in the spiritual sense. Another measure, which again the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, is reported to have mentioned, is that when you start your prayer, start praying the prayer of the one who is about to depart. That is, when we say our prayers, if we tell ourselves that we are saying our prayers and it may happen that it may turn out to be our last prayer and we may not get the opportunity of saying any other prayer after this one, then indeed the exercise would become far more effective and profound than in the normal case when we do the exercise of prayer as a matter of routine. Also, of course, we have to see that the prayer should bring within us contentment, satisfaction, closeness to God. If our prayer is not effective and instrumental in bringing about change in our life, in giving us satisfaction and a feeling that we are close to God, then when we must look at what we are doing in our lives. If our prayer is not helping us to become good humans, good Muslims, and our prayer is not delivering what it ought to deliver, then of course we must also make sure that we are trying to reform ourselves in the other aspects of life, and most certainly that in itself would have a very positive effect on the quality of our prayers. May Allah Almighty enable us to say our prayers properly and effectively, and may He enable us to become real good Muslims.